From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Tuscaloosa is still recovering from the tornado that ripped through the city 10 years ago today. The storm killed 53 people there and destroyed more than 12% of the city's structures. Over 3 days at the end of April 2011, hundreds of tornadoes tore into the southeast. It was the costliest tornado outbreak in U.S. history. As we continue our series marking the 10th anniversary of that day, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on how Tuscaloosa continues to rebuild.
The city's Rosedale apartment complex is a public housing community. It took a direct hit from the EF4 tornado 10 years ago.
That's where I used to live.
Jeanette Barnes says today, you'd probably never know what happened back then. The whole area has been redeveloped.
After the tornado, we just had to bulldoze everything off, clean it off, and rebuild. So that's what we did. So now it's real beautiful.
Barnes doesn't live at Rosedale anymore. She and her neighbors had to relocate, and she didn't want to move again. But Barnes keeps coming back to remember what happened.
A lot of people still hadn't fully recovered from it. I'm for one.
She says rebuilding is the easy part. Recovering takes longer. After a decade of construction, many parts of Tuscaloosa look different today. The 2011 tornado destroyed more than 5,000 homes and businesses in the city, left more than $900 million worth of damage. The city's mayor, Walt Maddox, says it changed everything.
I've said then and I say again now, it's like the hand of God slammed down on our city.
A lot of the damage was in low-income communities, to buildings that didn't comply with modern construction codes. Maddox says there was pressure to rebuild quickly.
There were some people who said, we just need to build back now and just go back to the way it was. That wasn't possible. I mean, in 6 minutes, 40 years of federal, state, and local codes caught up with businesses, most of them who were built before codes even existed.
In addition to updated requirements, the city's redevelopment plan added new rules: what construction materials to use, how much space to leave for sidewalks and parking. For many business owners, it made things complicated. It took more than a year for Full Moon Barbecue to reopen, across from its original location at 15th Street and McFarland. The owner, Brian Ahmed, says there were a lot of growing pains, like dealing with years of construction up and down 15th Street.
You know, hindsight 2020. Now we're looking back, we're like, wow, this worked out great. But at the time, you know, you just, this frustration, you know, it took a lot of patience.
Many residents were frustrated with the recovery process, dealing with insurance claims, finding temporary housing. There are still scars, neighborhoods replaced by shopping centers, trees gone. John Nero lives in the Alberta community. He can see where his old house once stood from his new front porch.
It used to be a big magnolia tree over there. That was my spot.
Nero couldn't rebuild on his original property. He says the area has improved. There's more green space, less crime. Nero says he'd like to see other investments in the area.
You know, you got the walking trail, you got the sidewalks, you can get out and exercise and do whatever you got to do. I like that. I wish they would do something here, you know, put more restaurants out here, whatever.
Redevelopment has been slower in some of the city's neighborhoods. City officials say vacant land left over from the tornado is not always a bad thing. It leaves room for future growth. To date, there's been more than $1 billion worth of public and private investment in Tuscaloosa's recovery zone. 10 years later, the city says it's moved into a new phase. But the next steps may need to wait until the local economy recovers from the effects of the pandemic. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.